If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like to call your attention to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 and 6. Those of you that are taking notes, St. Luke 15, 21 through 24, and St. John 5, 14, 5 and 6 that you've already heard in your hearing. In the Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, the Bible reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Hallelujah, Jesus. Trust in it with all of your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. And in all your ways, if you will acknowledge him, he will direct your paths. Supporting that scripture this morning, St. Luke 15. And I was going to read 21. Well, I'm going to read it. "And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. And the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry." John 14 and 6. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." For a thought or a subject this morning, look at your neighbor and repeat after me. I'm lost, and I need the right direction. I'm lost. And I need the right direction. Against the enemy. Most days in your life, your flesh fight against your spirit. That thing down on the inside to tell you the right thing to do sometimes is not powerful enough to override that flesh on the outside that tell you to do what you want to do. Oh, glory. But there comes a time that God will allow you to see yourself as you really are. And when God shows you yourself, that's a time when you just learn how to be still and let God be God. We find ourselves this morning being very judgmental of one another as to what this person has or that person got, but don't get caught up into trying to justify your walk with God to somebody else. You may not understand my dance. You may not understand the tears that come out of my eyes. You may not even understand how you can mistreat me and yet I'll love you anyhow. You may not understand how when you know I don't have nothing, but every time you see me, I got joy. You might not understand this morning that there are times when you're down and out, but you can look to the hills. Glory, hallelujah. You got to know where your strength comes from this morning. Every one of us in here ought to be a witness for the Lord. Why? You wouldn't be here if it had not been for God. You might be one to say this morning that I'm disciplined and I do the best I can to treat my neighbor right and to love my enemy. And I come to church on Sunday and I trust and I love God. But there are times in your life when it seems like out of all you've done, all you're doing is still not enough. And I wonder this morning, do we realize what a blessing it is for us to be able just to assemble ourselves here in this place of worship one more time? To do what ought to really come natural. It ought to be a natural response to thank God and to praise God for the things that he is doing in our lives. If we had time to listen to your life story, somewhere in there, most of our lives, there was a time when we realized that God is a merciful God. God is one that we can say has always made a way. There are those that said that the Lord will make a way out of no way. But when you use that terminology, you have to be very careful because you can't put no way with God. Everything that we see, everything that exists was created by God or by something that God created in the first place. So when we say God can make a way out of no way, no, it's not no way, it's God's way. See, your way sometimes you don't understand. You don't really know that there are times you're trying to get things worked out. But while you're working on it, trying to figure out the best way to do it, God's already done worked it out. It is a good thing this morning to know that you are in the hands of God. And when you're in the hands of God, as God makes a way for you in your life, in the midst of your life, you are yet going to have trials and tests of your faith. But even when your faith is tested, you must remain and have an anyhow praise. When things are not going your way, you still ought to praise God. When you're at your lowest point and you feel like it seems like everybody is against you. You know how sometimes the devil will feed you that negative stuff? And if you're not careful, the devil will make you think your family don't like you. Your brothers and sisters don't like you. And the preacher don't like you. Everybody is talking about you. Everybody got something against you. And you find yourself scratching your head and pondering and wondering, Lord, why me? I come to tell somebody to just be encouraged. Don't let what they say get you down. Don't let what the enemy might do in the front of you get you down. Don't let it be a stumbling block. Don't let it be a hindrance of you getting where you want to go. It's been said that you can't get where you're going unless you know where you've been. But now, also, we have to understand that you never have success unless you first of all try. Too many times in our life, we accept the negative. We accept that we cannot do. We accept the doors that have been closed in our face. And we go somewhere and have a pity party and wallow in self-pity and get all depressed and get strung out and drug out and drunked out and all kinds of things, trying to make the mind feel better. And you feel better for a little while, but after the effect is gone, you're right back where you started. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You hadn't always been saved. There was a time when you turned to the liquor bottle to get your peace of mind. But you found out that after you got over that, you still had the same problem at hand. But how many of you know that any time you turn it over to the Lord? Oh, glory. God knows how to work some problems out. See, that's why we teach our children that Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I know where my strength comes from. I'm not going to allow you to tell me what I cannot do. I'm not going to allow you to tell me I don't have nothing when I know I got Jesus. How many of you sit down and you hear folk talk about other folk all the time, talking about what they don't have? But you don't have to prove yourself. All you got to do is just prove yourself to God. I understand this morning that man has limitations. There are something, many things that man cannot do. There are things that are impossible for man to do. But as believers in God, we know God to be a God that can do the impossible. That's what I read in the Word. It says with men, some things are impossible, but with God. Oh, come on, saints. Somebody know the Word. See, those are the times when you heard the old folks say, you got to hide that word in here. There comes a time when you're not going to be able to flip no pages. You're going to have something down on the inside. And you might not be able to say it verbatim, but everything, but at least if you know the meaning of what you're saying. If you know why you're saying what you're saying. If I say the Lord is my shepherd, I say it because I know him to be my shepherd. Anybody know the Lord as a shepherd? Oh, you better come on and help me church in here this morning. God has all power this morning. And he is still a miracle worker. Every time you see that small baby, whether you wanted it or not, it's a miracle from God. Saints used to sing a song, I will trust in the Lord until I die. What happened, saints? We trust him as long as things are going right. We trust him when we're up on our 2 feet. We trust him when we know we got health and strength. But what about when you're catching hell? What about when that enemy attacked your body? Are you still going to trust God? If you're not able to trust God, I want to invite you to a book of Proverbs. Where the Bible said that the beginning of fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. I'm going to help somebody this morning. King Solomon found in the Proverbs the basic truths about people as they relate to God and relate to one another. But he found out even though he was a man with so much wisdom, and the reason why God blessed him, so God gave him an opportunity one day. Said, King Solomon, anything that you want, I'll give it to you. Said, I don't want the riches. I don't want the gold. I don't want a long limousine to ride in. Just give me little wisdom. Let me know right from wrong. Let me know how to make a conscious decision when it comes to me and my life and the people that I encounter along the way. But now, in order for that foundation to be laid, the Bible says in Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know some folk that you can't tell nothing? Some folk know everything. I don't care if you're an expert in the field, you don't know everything. Can't tell you nothing. Got your mind already made up. But now, those of us that are believers, we learn that we got to give respect and reverence to who we call God. If it was not for God, where will we be? When I think about having just a little bit of wisdom, you know, I consider myself to be kind of crazy sometimes. Not crazy out of my mind. I just like to have a good time. I like to talk a little trash every now and then. Any trash talkers in the house? Like to see people laugh. Like to see a smile on your face. You have nappy, I tell you, you got a nappy head, and instead of cussing me out, if you know me right, you'll laugh about it. Oh, Reb, I'm going to get my wig done. Some of us done got so holy, we can't have a good time no more. Everything, it's all right to tell somebody they look good. You're not cracking just because you say you look good. Some of us, we are lost in our own world. Don't trust nobody. Let's see, can we fix that? The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Now, we must understand that true wisdom doesn't just come from human insight. Because those of you that think you're so smart, you're not as smart as you think you are. You got to learn how to do things God's way. You got to learn that there is a God somewhere. You got to learn that the Bible says that God's way is the best way. Even when you can't see it now. Another song the saints used to sing, we share. Well, see that you got to wait sometime. You going to overcome. But I'm going to understand it better. Bye and bye. Ever since I was a little boy, I've heard the saints of God said, you'll understand it better. Bye and bye. As I began to grow and began to experience some things in life myself, I began to question and wonder, Lord, when is by and by? Anybody in here ever wondered when your by and by is going to come? Oh, I'm feeling you, Lord. But I learned that by and by is in God's own time. By and by is that particular day when God decides that it's time for you to come of knowledge. By and by is that time when you realize that there's a time that you can't do it all by yourself. But I found out this morning that there are so many of us that are lost. You get a good start, you're going in the right direction, but somewhere along the way, you get lost. Some of us are spiritually lost. Some of us are physically lost. We don't even know where we at. Body one place, mind somewhere else. But the question is, unless you know where you are, you can't get the right directions to where you're trying to go. Think about it. If you are traveling, you got a destination in mind. But now all of a sudden you find yourself lost. Now, when you are lost, you need some direction. But what you want is the right direction. If you were to pick up the telephone, call somebody and say, I'm lost. I need some directions. The first thing they're going to say, where are you? Do you know? Glory. Do you know where you are? Oh, yes, you might be able to say that at 12:25, I was sitting in the Fowl's Chapel Baptist Church. That's where your body is. But do you know where you are? When they say, where are you? Well, now you say you're in Fowl's Chapel. Where is Fowl's Chapel? Some of us don't even know what street we located on. All we know is that I go to the church on the corner. Well, this corner got Dixie Street and Smith Avenue, so that's where you are. I'm on the corner of Dixie and Smith. So if you get ready to give me some direction, start it right there. Start me off at Dixie and Smith. Now, when you're getting direction, it's a good thing if you learn how to listen instead of just hear. Because when you just hear them talking and don't listen to what's being said. What they say? I'm lost again. Same difference in here. Those of you that are lost, if you don't get it when it comes through, if you don't listen to what God is saying, you're going to find yourself still lost. I feel like going on and preaching now. I feel my help coming right now. Because I believe that there's somebody that needs to find the right direction. But in order to find the right direction, you better know where you are. I come to tell somebody that you can't depend on your so-called friends. Because as long as you got a dollar, you're going to have a friend. As long as you are the party animal and go in and set up the house, you're going to have some friends. But you better be ever so careful. Don't be like the young man that asked his father for his goods and went out there and lived any kind of life. Left all of his money here, there, and everywhere. Found out one day that he was lost. When he looked around, he didn't have anything to eat. Didn't have any more so-called friends. But he remembered down in the depths of his heart, I'm sitting down here and I'm hungry and I don't have nowhere to go. But my father, he got plenty of food. My father, he got a house waiting on me. So I'm going to get up off my pride. The Bible says, when he came to himself, he got up out of that condition. He said, I'm lost and I need the right direction. And I can hear the Lord saying, oh, my child, I want to tell you what to do. Go back to your father. Get everything all right. Tell your father all about your trouble. I heard in the word of God, when you hear about Jesus, the Bible said, that the Son said unto him, Father, I sinned against heaven, and I'm sinned in thy sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be thy son. But the Father didn't hold grudge, didn't cast him away, but said, put on the best robe, put a ring on his finger, kill the fatted calf, because my son that was dead, he is alive. My son that was lost, he is found. I'm glad to know a God this morning that'll do just what you need him to do. If anybody in the house, if anybody is lost this morning, if you're lost and you're out there and don't know the right direction, I want to help you get in the right order. If you're depressed about being lost, if you're frustrated about being lost, if you're getting stressed out because you are lost, where Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The Bible said that Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to get to the Father, you gotta go by me. If you are lost and need the right direction, you better follow Jesus. When you think about on Calvary's Hill, he strung him high. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. They nailed him to the cross. But I'm glad that God lives. And I know he lives in me. If you're lost and need to be found, try Jesus. I got some directions for you. Hallelujah. And they'll lead you all the way to Hallelujah Boulevard. Now, if you get out here on Dixie Street and don't take a right, don't take a left, but just look up to the hills. Hallelujah. Knowing that that's where your help comes from. And when your help comes, everything It's going to be all right.